Chapter 6. Resistance is futile. Practice judo parenting. No, I am not a Star Trek nerd. I actually make fun of my friends who are, and I pray for them daily. But I do like one of the villainous enemies from the show called the Borg. They are a race of cyborgs, and they all belong to one collective consciousness. My nerd friends had to help me craft that sentence. What that means is that they all have separate bodies, but no thought processes or will of their own. For the Borg, there is no such thing as individuality. When they capture others, they assimilate them into their collective being, erasing any individuality of the captured. From what you've heard so far, you can see that the Borg do the exact opposite of creating space. They eliminate it. They are so powerful in this purpose of assimilation that they simply utter one mantra: resistance is futile. Regardless of your efforts, eventually you will be assimilated. Unfortunately, the Borg's way of operating is similar to a parenting model that many of us grew up with, and even more unfortunately, that many of us continue to practice today. You've heard it before, maybe even out of your own mouth. You have a rebellious streak, young lady, and it's my job to break you of it and mold you into... fill in the blank. This is ultimately parenting by assimilation, whereby parents need to exercise their power to bring all the children into line in order to feel in control of the family. And in my therapy and coaching practice, I see this type of family system all the time. And whenever I see this type of arrangement in a family, I know one thing for sure: the parents feel threatened. They are unsure about their position of influence, and they feel intimidated by a child's exertion of will. So the parents step up their use of power to counter the child's. Here's where many familiar power struggles occur. When a child does not show an act of willfulness, then the parents assume she is fine, and they do not feel threatened. Thus, they do not need to exert themselves. What this dynamic leads to is a relationship based mainly on power struggles, with little room for connection off the battlefield. Far too often, the only way these parents connect to their children is by bringing them into the fold whenever they challenge the status quo. If there is no challenge, then the parent's anxiety is reduced and things remain relatively calm. If there is no challenge, however, there is no connection. That's the real tragedy here. As a child in this family, you are either the rebellious one in need of constant attention, or you're the lost child, the one we never have to worry about. Both of those options will create a difficult journey for the child and parent in the years ahead. Scream-free parenting offers a different way. Ironically, it employs the same phrase the Borg uses: resistance is futile. The difference is that instead of saying it to our kids, we say it to ourselves.